Ludwig's angina.
Ludwig angina, named after Dr. Ludwig. And you know why
we're
it's called...
We're assuming, yeah.
Well, it is. And you know why it's called angina? Because we think of angina as like chest pain. But angina actually comes from a word that means like a strangulating feeling, like a tight choking feeling.
Hmm.
And so we have like anginal chest pain, right? It makes you feel like tight and choking. But this quite literally is choking you and your throat because Ludwig angina is a cellulitis of the floor of the mouth. It usually starts from a really nasty infected tooth. And
they'll
from there,
say the patient just went to the dentist. It'll be in the question stem for sure.
Right. Something dental. They're going to give you that. And so because of that, because it's coming from dental flora, it's going to be probably polymicrobial, may have some strep, likely to be anaerobic. And from there, it's going to spread. It's going to involve the floor of the mouth bilaterally. It's going to have that like red, brawny, woody texture going on. They look sick and it can actually spread back and down, all the way down to the mediastinum. Very, very, very bad.
Yeah, once you see this, you can't miss it. And they may actually show you a picture of this. And I think they really like showing pictures where someone's tongue is big and puffy. And you can see that they have this red, swollen neck area. So get comfortable with a picture of this. Their tongue might be elevated. Also, the floor of their mouth under their tongue is going to be very firm. So all these kind of red flag things that they're showing you, they're trying to point towards Ludwig's angina. And of course, the most feared complication is that that same swelling is going to extend to their oropharynx and deeper into their throat, and so they're going to start to drool. They're not going to be able to breathe or control their secretions. So airway management is key.
Right. This is all about managing the airway early. And then the other thing you do is get broad spectrum antibiotics. And basically, that's it. That's all that you're really focusing on. These usually are not an abscess early on. It's usually just cellulitis. And it's all about the airway. And if you want to see what this looks like, you can go on to MRAP HD and you can look at a video of an interview with a patient who has Ludwig's angina.
So just to recap, this is a guy who just came from the dentist. Now he's got a big old swollen tongue. Maybe it's hard for him to swallow. You're going to jump on the airway, give IV antibiotics, and call ENT.